Hello and welcome to this episode of the Covenant Eyes Podcast. I'm your host, Karen Potter, joined by my co-host, Brandon Clark, and we are so excited to have you join us for this exciting conversation.
Yeah, we sure are. And if this is your first episode, let me just tell you a little bit about this podcast. We like to talk about some tough topics here, like pornography. But the great part is we have a wide array of professionals and experts in their fields each week who share must-have resources, tools, research, everything you need to battle against pornography.
And just a moment, we're going to get started with today's amazing guest, but I do want to let you know that we want to hear from you. So if you can, shoot us an email at podcast@covenanteyes.com and give us feedback, your thoughts, ideas for topics for the future, anything. We want to hear from you, so please reach out.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing we want to let our listeners know today is that we have a free 30-day trial of the Covenant Eyes software just for you. So you can give it a try visiting our website, covenanteyes.com. Enter promo code FREEPODCAST at checkout, all one word, FREEPODCAST. You've got nothing to lose and everything really to gain in living a life of accountability. And we'll get into a little bit of that today even. So covenanteyes.com. Enter promo code FREEPODCAST at checkout.
Thanks, Brandon. Now for our topic for today, this is going to be an exciting one. So our topic is whole-brained sexual purity. That's a mouthful right there. And it is to help us dive into this topic a little bit further. We've actually brought an expert to talk about this topic, Josh Spurlock, right? Did I get that right? All right, perfect. Is our special guest today. He's an ordained minister, a certified sex therapist, a licensed professional counselor, and a serial entrepreneur. So that is really exciting. His passion is seeing people experience fullness of life and joy and longevity and purpose that God has for them.
Yeah, and if that's not enough, he's also the founder of MyCounselor.online, where he leads a team of clinically informed, faith-based counselors who provide care for the body of Christ, specializing in the work with families in ministry through online therapy. You can connect with him on social media at TalkToSpurlock. So we're so glad to be able to welcome you in, Josh. Thanks so much for being on with us.
Karen, Brandon, so glad to be here. Love what you guys do. Was excited when got the email asking if I could join. So glad to be with you today.
Josh, we're really excited about this topic. So whole-brained sexual purity. What is meant by this and how does it change the way we think about sexual purity?
Well, there's a movement that's happening right now that God is doing in his church, I think, that is around thinking about life more holistically. And thinking about our biology, this body that God has put us in more holistically. It's a recognition that the author of our nervous system and the designer of this body is the one and the same as the author of Scripture. And that the wisdom that he deployed in building us is the awe-inspiring wisdom that the psalmist talks about and says, man, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm just in awe of what you have designed here. And that when we study the realities of this design that God has given us, that what we find is always consistent with the scriptures and that there's value that we can glean from understanding how he's made our body, including our brain, and how that understanding can inform our discipleship in our spiritual development, in our growth. A great dialogue and work between Dallas Willard and Jim Wilder and the other half of church and renovated and some of the resources that kind of explore this intersect of neuroscience and theology. And so when we talk about whole brain sexual purity, what we're talking about is allowing that understanding of how God designed our brain and our nervous system to inform how we approach sexual purity.
This is so good. So you actually wrote an article about this topic, which we'll be able to share. Our listeners can go to a podcast page and find that later. You know, in that article, you discuss a term called character structure. I wonder if you can speak a little bit to that and talk about what you mean when you say character structure.
Yes. So in the scriptures, as it talks about, you know, teaching our children the ways of the Lord as we walk in the courtyards and in our comings and our goings and our risings and our sittings, that we're building into our children character structure, like through the experiences of life that we have, and the brain structures that God built into us to encode that character structure function through the right brain, the right hemisphere of our brain. It's before our left brain is even fully developed and functioning, even before we have language, the right hemisphere and right brain, what we think of as right brain functions, are operational. And we're taking in information and we're taking in experiences, and those that information and those experiences that we're having are structuring the way that we understand ourselves, the way we understand the world that we're in, how we understand our relationship to other people, how we understand our relationship with God. All of those structures that become the lenses through which we see the world, and our playbook that we pull off the shelf to know how to navigate experiences in life, are all cumulatively what we think of or call as character structure encoded through the right hemisphere of our brain.
So how does knowing about this character structure impact the person's journey from freedom from pornography? Because a lot of our listeners today may be battling pornography addictions, and or we have also pastors and leaders that are on this podcast today really hoping to help people in their church.
Yes. So the key piece is understanding that our character structure and those right brain functions really modulate or control and are the place from which our automatic responses flow from, right? That the automatic responses that we have to experiences in our life, stimuli in our life, whether it's a pornography trigger or a thing that would kind of lead us down a pathway towards engaging pornography or anything else in our life, the automatic response that we have to stimuli in our environment flows from that right brain character structure. And so if we're going to change that, we've got to approach it differently than we do kind of left brain tactics. Now, where our left brain is kind of facts and data and information, it's language. Our brain processes things through that kind of aspect of our brain. It's where our sense of willpower and intention, you know, if I'm going to kind of will my way through, you know, not eating a chocolate donut, that willpower is going to come from my left brain kind of functions. But that piece that's kind of driving that craving, that need to reach for that chocolate donut, is coming from the right brain character structure. And so both strategies of implementing my willpower and learning and having information and knowing what the scriptures say and having accountability and all of these really important and valuable things are supported by changing the character structure that exists in our right brain, and the strategies together can allow us to have a freedom that's not characterized by just like clinging and fighting and wrestling so hard, but is more flows more automatic and more naturally from our right brain character structure.
This is so interesting because I think about our 9-month old daughter, right? And I watch her just kind of go about each day and develop. And it's just constantly like taking things in, processing. You know, I wonder if you can say a word to parents about this development and how it's really important to watch what our kids are exposed to as they are just quickly developing.
Absolutely. You know, at your daughter's age, you know, she's taking in the world almost exclusively through her right brain, right? Like the developmentally, brain structure wise, the left brain functions are not even online and developed yet, right? So she's absorbing you, your presence, your love, and her environment around her straight into her right brain character structures, right? And she didn't even have kind of that gate in place that we have as adults with a fully developed left brain, where we can kind of gate what we let in and we don't let in. And so she's really dependent on you and on her parents in her life to protect what is coming into that right brain and influencing that character structure because she doesn't have the ability, she doesn't have the brain capacity yet to be able to gate that content and evaluate what's good or not good to bring into herself at this age. It's critically important.
Well, it's so interesting hearing you talk about that, because in our work, helping people overcome pornography addiction, so many of our early traumas from our early childhood, you know, impact a lot of the behaviors that we have as adults.
Yes.
And so, you know, just hearing how that, you know, the brain develops and things, that's really, really powerful. So as people think about sexual purity, do you have some practical steps that people can take to really kind of help them walk in sexual purity?
Yes, absolutely. And the reality is that the practical steps that will aid in sexual purity will aid in a lot of other aspects of life also, right? One of the schemes of our enemy is to relationally isolate us from other people, because it's in our love for one another and it's in our attachment and connection with one another that we encourage one another, strengthen one another, build each other up, and that character structure change happens. You know, that it's a character structure is formed in a relational context, you know, generally between parents and child and developing. And it's changed, it's transformed in adulthood through relational connection. And thus the targeted and strategic work of the enemy that works to, through shame, isolate us from genuine connection with other human beings that could be conduits of God's grace into our life and situation and be transformational to us. And so much of the strategies that we think about in terms of right brain strategies are really about engaging our emotional experience of life. So there's this emotional attunement, emotional intelligence, which are right brain kind of functions, and relational components. So we have an attunement and a connection with self, and then we connect in a genuine way, in an authentic way, with another human being. And those experiences allow for transformation within our experience. And so it moves beyond just accountability, where there's behavioral kind of report and around kind of structures that help that gate and guarding what's coming into our heart and our mind and protecting or holding oneself accountable with another person, but to also really connect in a vulnerable way and allow the transformational love and acceptance of Christ to be felt through the eyes and the voice and the face of another human being who can be Jesus with skin on to us in a way that fades away, blows away the sense of shame that the enemy is looking to isolate us with, and allows us to be held in a way that can confront and address the lies that the enemy has worked into our lives and into our character structure and transform that in a way that is felt inside and moves us, bridges us beyond this place where you hear people say, I know Jesus loves me. I know these things. I know this pathway leads to death and destruction and isn't helpful. And yet I can't seem to not go down that road, or I don't feel that Christ loves me. I don't feel the love of God, even though I know it. It's those relational right brain strategies that bridge that gap and move it from the knowledge into the felt experience of transformation.
I love how you put that. It was just so well put, you know, and I think about this spiritual aspect you're mentioning, right? And we do have a lot of church leaders who listen in to hear about resources and the research and everything like that. And one of the things that I think about is, and not to downplay spiritual and the work that the Lord can do in our lives in any way, but often it's not just a spiritual solution, right? And I wonder if you can speak to that for our church leaders of understanding the physiological side of us and how that plays together with the spiritual. Like, it's a both and, isn't it, Josh?
100%. But I would want to tweak the paradigm just a little bit and to suggest that there's not a duplicity that's there. That recognizing the reality of God's design in the body and engaging discipleship in a way that's informed by God's design is in no way not a spiritual practice, right? That it's simply acknowledging the reality of what God has wired into our body, that it's an act of wisdom and worship to acknowledge God's design and what he's authored in our nervous system. And so it's not a spiritual engagement and kind of practical, medicinal, medical, biological engagement as though the authors of those two domains are different, but instead recognizing that God is the author of both domains and that it is a spiritual engagement to recognize what God has designed in our body and to honor the design that God has wired into our body in a way that allows transformation and healing to take place.
That's beautiful, and I appreciate that. Thank you for making that very clear, because oftentimes the two seem to compete with one another, and in all actuality, they're from the same source. You know, our Heavenly
yes.
Father just made us incredibly, you know, complicated beings, and all
yes.
of us united. So I'm just super glad to hear you say that. So, you know, there's so much, and we have such a limited time here with you today, but I know that people are going to want to learn more about this topic and more about the services and opportunities to work with your organization. So where can they go? What resources do you want to point them to so they can get engaged?
Yeah, so there's some great resources that you can read. You know, I authored an article that's out there that you mentioned earlier, Whole Brained Sexual Purity, that can introduce some of these thoughts that folks can kind of access their website. There's also some other wonderful authors that if you're a reader out there, your pastor out there, this neurotheology and kind of understanding God's design of the body, if that like piques your interest, you're like, I want to learn some more about that, would really recommend Jim Wilder's resources. Again, I mentioned Renovated, which is a dialogue between Jim Wilder, who's a neuro theologian is what he calls himself. He's a psychologist, and Dallas Willard, as they kind of discuss discipleship and understanding the interplay. The Other Half of Church is another great resource that kind of talks about the implications for discipleship in the church of understanding the right brain and how it functions. There's a great book called Unwanted that does a really good job, Jay Stringer, on understanding how specifically in sexual addiction and pornography struggles are experiences of life and trauma in life can influence the struggle that we have, and thus how healing in that character structure can change how we experience those struggles. And then if people are wanting to connect with a counselor, somebody to come alongside them in this journey, we would love to serve them in that capacity. My counselor online has a team of 40-something therapists that are all trained to work from this whole-brained model and character change structure approach to doing therapy, and can connect with folks online from their phone, from their computer, anywhere in the world. And so that people don't have to go through this alone. They can have someone to come alongside them and really help guide them.
Yeah, Josh, we'll definitely be able to post my counselor.online link and then the article mentioned, as well as a couple other things on in the show notes for this podcast. So if you're listening and like are scrambling to find a piece of paper and a pen, don't worry. You can always find those in the show notes. Josh, thanks so much for being on with us. This has been really insightful. And honestly, it's an area that I don't think is talked a lot about. So it's one, it's really great to talk about it, but two, good to hear that there's really a movement developing of the holistic approach to healing.
Yes, I'm excited about it. Jesus is building his kingdom and bringing healing to his people, and it's fun to be a part of that. And just so much respect for you guys and your role in that as well.
Amen. Thanks again. And a reminder, if you enjoyed this conversation, please spread the word. It really starts with you, you know, in sharing these things with others and building that movement that Josh is talking about. So you can leave us a review. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to be sure to get the latest episodes that we bring you each week. And you can also drop us a note with your thoughts and feedback by emailing podcast@covenanteyes.com. That's podcast@covenanteyes.com.
Thanks, Brandon. And one final reminder to everyone listening to the podcast that you can still take advantage of that free 30-day trial of Covenant Eyes. So please visit our website at www.covenanteyes.com, enter in promo code FREEPODCAST, and experience freedom from pornography using the Covenant Eyes software. We thank you all for joining us today. Josh, thank you so much for being here. Brandon, this has been great. Until next time, everyone, have a great day. Yeah.